Here, well, you need to head down to DB Sports Bar at 1615 South Broadway in historic Soulard. During all Blues games this season, enjoy your favorite urban chestnut pints for only $2. Don't forget that the beautiful DB's ladies serve their full food menu until 2 a.m. Tuesdays through Saturdays and Sundays till 7. I recommend their Wingy Wingy or one of their signature half-pound burgers. That's DB Sports Bar, St. Louis's home for the St. Louis Blues.
St. Louis Window World wants to be your primary source for installation of windows, doors, and sidings. Window World provides replacement windows, replacement doors, and new vinyl siding for your home. Services include free estimates, 18-month financing, installation, repair and claims, as well as a showroom and demonstrations to showcase exactly what you're getting. Located on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, come in during their business hours from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday. Window World, simply the best for less.
Don't just watch the games this weekend, make money on them. Get in the action at mybookie.ag and cash in on your winning picks. MyBookie is the industry-leading sportsbook that hooks you up for all your betting needs. NFL, college football, playoff baseball, and more. MyBookie has the best odds and action for players big and small. Want to test your luck in a casino? MyBookie puts instant blackjack, roulette, and Vegas-style slots in the palm of your hand. They've even got beautiful live dealers dealing your cards in real time. And when you score that big win, MyBookie has you covered with the fastest online payouts in the business. Call MyBookie now at 844-900-2387 and mention promo code RADIO and they'll double your money on your first deposit. You can also sign up online right on your phone. Just visit MyBookie.ag today. That's MyBookie.ag or call 844-900-BETS. Play, win, get paid.
Make Hot Shots your home for football and enjoy tons of great specials. Before the game start each Sunday, try the all-new Hot Shots tailgate menu. $5 small pizzas, boneless wings, or mozzarella sticks, plus $1.50 Bud family bottles and $4 Smirnoff Bloody Marys. During the game, fuel up with their new STL Big Red, a bucket of Bud Selects, and two Red Hot Riblet Burgers for only $25. Also, register in-store each Sunday for your shot to win a flat screen. Hot Shots, St. Louis's home for all the games all the time.
At Hollywood Casino, luck is everywhere you look. From our hottest slots and games to our tasty dining options and live entertainment. So grab the crew and create your luck. It's the Cruise and a Fall giveaway. Fridays and Saturdays through October, earn entries for a chance to win a cruise or $30,000 cash on September 30th or a new Dodge Challenger Hellcat on October 28th. Only at Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
It takes four essential ingredients to brew Bud Light. Barley, rice, water, and hops. But this is a 30-second commercial, so here's the sound of barley malting. It's super quiet. Sorry. Here's to the beer you can always count on. Brewed to be America's favorite light lager. Bud Light, famous among friends. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
If you want a clean, comfortable shave for less money, then the move is Harry's. I can speak firsthand to it. For decades, one big razor company has relentlessly increased prices and reaped immense profits at the expense of their customers. So Jeff and Andy, two ordinary guys who were fed up with getting ripped off, started Harry's to fix shaving. And what you get with Harry's is an ergonomic handle. That's a weighted ergonomic handle, 5 precision engineered blades with a lubricating strip and a trimmer blade, rich lathering, shave gel, and a travel blade cover. You get all that from Harry's. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right. Just cover shipping when you sign up. Plus, as a special offer for fans of the show, go to Harry's.com right now and enter code INSIDESTL at checkout to get a post-shave balm also free. That's Harry's.com, code INSIDESTL.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. Mortgage interest rates have dropped to their lowest levels of the year. We are currently locking loans down in the twos. What does that mean for you? How about saving a couple hundred bucks a month on your mortgage payment? Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com.
Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. partners and him.
There's no fun left on heaven.
Full chorus.
Wow.
Whoa.
That was loud.
We think you'll get lots of
wine.
And women.
And a song.
And women.
Yeah. I agree. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the October 11th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Mark and Jason, sponsors of Dan Strauss and providers of financial advice for people who have $25,000 or more. We'll give you their website, tell you a little bit about them, tell them who out there of you might want to set up a meeting with them and that it's complimentary. I'll give you much more because then I'll give it all away. There'll be nothing left for the commercial. Welcome to the Playhouse on this, I don't know, semi-gloomy Wednesday. We'll do some stuff, but first.
Hey!
All right. Boy, do we have a lot of introductions to do today. Let's start with the control board operator. He's not that good yet, but he might be good one day. We're going to give him a little more time here. He is Trevor Limey Phillips from Birmingham, England. Oh. Yeah. Now, what did you say that's called?
That is Rule Britannia.
And it's the equivalent of our Hail to the Chief. It's not your national anthem, but it's like Hail to the Chief for us.
Okay. Yep,
say hi to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
That's Limey. Dan Levi Strauss is in the house with Trouser Mouse. Dan, how's it going? First there's music. Dan Levi Strauss in the house. No, okay, now we got an issue. Okay, hold on, we got an issue. Stop the music. Stop the music.
I didn't know which one you wanted to go with, the zipper or the song.
Well, we have to have the zipper. And I think now that we've introduced the song, we have to kill the polka music just long enough for Only Had a Brain. Can we?
And if I only had a brain.
Okay, then you've hit the polka music again, see? Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi to Mark and Jason. They are from Steeple Nicholas.
And if you have... Stop music.
I was going to say if you have $25,000 or more, but I...
But you didn't.
I wasn't going to... No, I didn't want to say that. I wanted to say...
That doesn't... What you just said makes no sense.
I know.
I was going to say it, but I didn't want to say it.
Well, I didn't want to say that because you said it. I was just kind of copying what you said, and I was supposed to say...
You know what? This show is now a disaster.
What I was going to say is if you're retiring or changing jobs, and then you contact Mark and Jason and have them check everything out.
Lucky for you, we brought our editing equipment with us from the other station.
Thank
so
God
we can edit out.
Oh, yeah. I forgot
Thank
about
goodness.
That.
Yeah, we'll edit out all of that horrible stuff you just did that was really bad. You're a professor.
The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of this station, its management, the staff, the listeners, or anybody else.
Now, that guy does a morning show somewhere. He does. I recognize that voice. Okay, let's pretend you didn't even do any of that. Because my goodness, how embarrassing if a student of yours heard what you just did. You're
well, they won't. We edited it out.
Yeah,
oh, you
it's
know
gone.
What?
Yeah, it's right. gone.
What am I thinking?
All right, let's start over.
Take two in 3, 2, 1. Action.
Dan.
Dan, say hi to your sponsor. Stop.
I'd like to say hi.
No, set it that out.
I think we lost every listener.
All right.
Both of them. Now, listen, we'll do this again, and I'm going to say in 3, 2, 1. And I won't say one. You take a beat, and then you just say, and then I'll say, Dan, say hi to your sponsor. Okay, edit two. In 3, 2, 1. Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi to Mark and Jason. They, if you.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
If you are retiring or are changing jobs, have Mark and Jason check your portfolio out. They are with Stifel Nicholas, member SIPC, NYSE. And if you want to go to Mark.
Hold on.
Oh, no.
And if you want to go, go to Mark and Jason. You have to be the worst teacher.
Put him to sleep.
No, that's Dr. Doug's.
Put him to sleep.
That's Dr. Doug's.
That should be a recording. That needs to be a sound.
Stop music again. Are you okay? No, really. Seriously.
Me?
Okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. That one comment just kind of threw me for a loop there.
Did you drink...
You've been drinking.
Yeah, did you drink any Orange Julius today by any chance?
No.
Because I just read an article, the people having, you know, like Julius seizures when they drink this stuff. Thank you so much. Let's try to get to edit three, but actually edit four. 3, 2, 1. Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
I want to say hi to Mark and Jason.
No, forget it. You know what?
If Mark, you're retiring.
Let's just do this. Okay. And go to
MarkandJason.com.
There you go. This next member of the cast is, and this is not a joke, his real job, he is a private investigator. He is a private investigator.
Well, you have to say his name.
No. When you say private investigator, then you hit Rockford Files. Oh. And then you go, he is the one and only,
I like that.
Tim Woodley. Yeah, I've been doing this for 35
All
years.
Right. Well,
I know how to do this.
Yep.
You're just a kid.
Okay.
You're just a child.
Yep.
And you've only been in the studio like
You're
six
right.
times in your whole life. Tim Woodburn, how are you today?
I'm excellent. The day's just flying by.
It sure is.
This hour's not, but this day is.
Oh, yeah. The day is. The hour is like a week.
This hour is like 4 hours long.
Seems
already.
Like a week. Now, we actually have a female in the room. I don't call her much by her name. Like, if she calls me on the phone or I call her, I call her Lady. That's what
She's
I...
A lady.
That's right. Yeah. Got her own music, too. Say hi to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
All right. Of course, Hebe Jimenez. he's head of security, and he's protected us for years and years and years. There's not a scratch on us, thanks to Hebe. Bernice is in heaven. And my sons are in the restaurant business. And, again, this is not a joke, and this really irritates them when church groups... And Amanda's heard them talk about this. When they come in to eat, instead of a tip, they leave these little prayer pamphlets.
Oh, yeah. That's cheap.
It is. They'll leave scripture
cheap.
As a tip. So Radboy, I told Radboy that, and he said, what he'll do, they kind of perk people up, because sometimes he thinks waiters and waitresses get tired of money. Same old, what do you leave?
No.
He leaves cheese. He just leaves like a little wheel of cheese or something there for them. And, of course, I think everyone knows that we're the only station in town, and we plucked them right out of that other station, as we did several people, and that's not a joke, Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
Yes. Turn that
microphone over there. There it is.
Yeah. All right.
Man, I don't know what happened to me. That
you could have had a stroke.
No, that thing, when you your statement...
What?
Just
I don't think
me.
You can talk to
him. When you
know, the best part about this is that when Frank is talking to Dan, he stares at me.
and it creeps me out.
He looks at me, and he's like, osmosis Dan is coming through my face to Frank.
And I just realized I did that. I'm going to stop doing that. I'm just going to, like, I don't know, look at the ceiling or something. Now, Dan, what were you trying to say?
That when we played that disclaimer and the comment that you made afterwards, just kind of...
Yes. That's not a guy does a morning show? Is that right?
I believe it is.
Okay.
I believe it is.
We're brought to you by Mark and Jason. Those are two real people, Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. And they're both... I talked to Jason Becker for quite a while this morning. They're so nice that it seems like an act. Did you ever meet anybody and you think the first time you go, well, they were being nice because, you know, they just met me or they were in front of some friends. And then you meet them again and they're just as nice. And the third or fourth time they're just as nice. And finally you figure out, well, maybe they're just actually really nice. And that's exactly what people say when they are around either Mark or Jason or both. They're really nice guys. They also happen to be very smart. And some people you can look at and you can tell that guy or that woman is smart. You know what I'm talking about? They have a look, like a brilliant look.
A lot of people tell me that. I can see what you're talking about.
Mm. Not a lot of people.
No, not Dan.
Dan has that.
No, when Dan said a lot of people tell me that, what he meant was a lot of people tell Dan, you know, Dan, some people look smart. They tell him that, but not about him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I actually think there are some people that look stupid. I do. You can look at somebody and go, that guy looks really stupid. Now, you could be wrong, but unfortunately, they just were born with a stupid look. They
I
look
hear
stupid.
That, too.
Now, Mark and Jason are nice and friendly, but they have that look of people who did well in school, if that makes sense. Because you have to be smart, you have to be patient.
And you have to know that financial industry. And I don't. The ins and outs and the conservative investments and the speculative. I don't know what the short selling and I don't know any of that stuff. But they do it. If you have $25,000 or more, unless you're pretty good at it or you do it for a living, how can it be a bad idea to get some advice? Even if you already have a financial advisor, and if you are changing jobs or retiring, listen to me. My daughter is going to be changing jobs, not by choice, but she's sitting here right now out of work. Sorry, hang on. Yeah. I thought I could include her and talk about it.
Are you okay?
Yeah. I thought I could. I just knew I could get through it. I thought, you know, on the car, on the way here, I thought I'm going to mention she's unemployed and I'll be fine with it. And then I broke. I broke down. Unprofessional. You're okay, though, I noticed.
Yeah, I'm here.
If you have $25,000 or more, even if you have a financial advisor, who would ever say it's a bad idea to get a second opinion? If you want to know more, you go to, and you want to set up that appointment, markandjason.com. It's complimentary, no pressure, no obligation. Larry Connors will be on right after this show at 6 o'clock. And I'm going to listen in the car because he's going to talk about a couple of things I want to hear him talk about. One is more of this Harvey Weinstein thing, and the other is this thing you heard Tim Woodburn mention on the news. What in the world is wrong with this country? Now the Cub Scouts, did I hear it right, have to take girls in the... At what point did we roll over and just because one parent said, my daughter wants up to be a Cub Scout, and by golly, you let her in or I'll take it to the Supreme Court. Now, when did we start this?
Will the Girl Scouts allow boys to come in?
That wasn't part of the story.
I don't know that any boys want to be Girl Scouts, these girls who are being raised by these feminist moms. Honey, I'm telling you right now, if you want to be a Cub Scout, I'll get an attorney and you will be a Cub Scout. When did we decide we had to go along with all this stuff? Here's a quick lesson. Cub Scouts are boys. Boy Scouts are boys. Brownies are girls. And Girl Scouts are girls. That's pretty easy.
That clears it up.
Yep. And that's the way it should stay. And you can call me anything you want. Now, my daughter is young. She's 29. Do you think that makes me an old weirdo for saying that?
No, I agree with it.
You weren't a Girl Scout. You couldn't. You were too busy being a great tennis player. You didn't get to be. I was a Cub Scout.
But I don't see the problem with having Cub Scouts and Girl Scouts.
Well, there actually shouldn't be a problem. Just like there shouldn't be a problem with two restrooms. And they should put on one door a penis and the other a vagina. And if you have this one, you go in that restroom. If you have this one, you go in the other restroom, and that's it. But a lot of people would say that makes me just, you know. And Limey, you're a young guy.
I am a young guy.
Do you think a Girl Scout should be a girl and a Cub Scout should be a boy?
I do.
Well, see?
They'll probably just change it to Scouts.
Mm-hmm. I was in the Cub Scouts.
You know what? That's probably what they will do.
Just Scouts.
I'm a Scout.
And it'll all be under one big umbrella with the girls and the boys. As I read this,
the new plan, it calls for Cub Scout dens to be single gender. So the young ones, it's going to be boys or girls, but the girls can still get into
Cub Scouts, but boy Cub Scouts and girl Cub Scouts.
But they'll be separated. They're not going to be like, you know, intermingling.
Okay,
boys
but then
girls.
What's the point if they're?
It's because the way the Boy Scouts, as I understand it, I wasn't a Boy Scout. As I understand it, this is all being steered toward the Eagle Scout rank, which was only offered to males.
Okay, do the Girl Scouts have an equivalent of the Eagle?
I don't know, but it's not called Eagle Scout rank, and this is the whole reason. So beginning in 2019, now girls can be Eagle Scouts, which is what only boys could be before.
Why don't the girls do the same thing?
Why don't they do Eaglet? Yeah, the Eaglet Scouts. So what's a female Eagle called?
I don't know.
Eagle.
An Eagle?
Is it? Mm. Yeah. Okay, then they're also Eagle. Case closed.
Right.
I solved it. You're a girl Eagle Scout, you're a boy Eagle Scout, but no. We can't do it that way. That makes too much sense. Larry Connors will have a great show on that tonight, 6 to 8 o'clock.
I received a text from Johnny Holzem. He is with the Well-Hungarians.
No, he's the leader of the
Well-Hungarians. Yes, he is. But he sent me a text. He says, I'm listening to you from the Kennedy Space Center. I'm about to watch a SpaceX rocket launch. So he's listening from the Kennedy Space Center.
Wow, that's far.
Well, that's impossible. Our signal doesn't go that far. No. How can he do that?
Big ears.
What? Big ears. Now, this is where you're supposed to say app.
Oh,
app.
That's what I meant.
590 the fan. Now,
official app.
Wow. You know, I know that Tim is probably old enough. You remember Walter Cronkite?
Oh, yeah.
I had the rare, the pleasure of speaking to Walter Cronkite the day before he died. Mm-hmm, what he said. And the same thing happened with the Godfather, Marlon Brando. Mm-hmm. And I'll play you a little bit of it if you want to. He was at the Kennedy Space Center.
I'd love to hear it.
Well, this is right after I said, "Hey, Mr. Cronkite, thanks for taking the time to speak with me." Here's what he said.
This is Walter Cronkite reporting live from the Kennedy Space Center.
Mr. Cronkite, thank you for taking time to be with me. I hear you've taken ill. You don't feel very well. Is that true?
I'm not feeling very well. You're correct, Frank, but I will always be AM in the PM.
How about that? I'll never forget that. And then the next day he died.
I'm feeling a little gassy today.
I forgot to turn it off. I'll turn it off now. No, and then the next day he died. And you heard him say, "I'm feeling gassy." He didn't feel well. He died.
And that's the way it is.
Yeah, I forgot to turn it off again.
Oh.
If you are out there and you have a business and you'd like to advertise on this show and after today's show, why would you? But if you would, you email me. FrankOpinion@yahoo.com. And here's what I'll tell you right now. I get more email now. Hang on a second. This is where a lot of stations would have what they call it a cough switch. More email now than I did at the other place. And everything that's happening here, except for the phone system and the phone lines, tells me we have as many or probably more listeners now than we did then. And the deal with the phones... Now, Saturday morning's a yard sale again, and what happens is, because we have limited lines, we need about twice as many as we have, is that when they load, everybody gets a busy signal. And we don't have as many stacked up as we should be able to have. So all you do is, when you hear the busy signal, you wait. You just keep dialing. And as soon as a caller is finished, it opens, you jump in. And you have to do it a little quicker than you would if we had all the phone lines we will eventually have in here. And it would also be really nice, and we'd love it if you would make a note of the number so you can call Scott Sherman, especially the 7 o'clock hour, 855-282-TALK. Lone Elk Park. Oh, let me say one other thing. What a pleasure it is to sit here and be able to do this show. And Dan, you know how this much better this feels than to have to listen to 17 minutes of those overproduced commercials we used to have to listen to one after the other. And they were commercials that they wouldn't even replace or freshen up for years. Just the same stuff over and over and over. It's good to have a little time. Lone Elk Park. You see the elk attack?
Yes, the second one in a month or so, isn't it? Well, in the past couple months.
When the people driving through?
Yeah. Well, these people that I saw were walking and taking pictures.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. It's called Lone Elk Park. I saw like six elk.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a lie.
Yeah, it is.
That's misleading. Lone elk. Doesn't that say to you, there's one elk?
Yeah. Well, when you're walking
like
through,
the Lone
you're
Ranger.
Just expecting to see one elk. And that's
hold on. Lone Ranger had a partner.
Yeah,
what do you mean?
Tonto.
But he was the Lone Ranger. There was only one ranger. Mm-hmm. They didn't say...
He still had a buddy.
No, it's not the same. If there were two masked men and they called one the Lone Ranger, that would be a lie. It's called Lone Elk. There's a whole bunch of elk. So it's misleading. And I can see where people get attacked. They go, "Don't worry, honey. It's just one elk here. Mm-hmm. And we should be fine." And then the next thing you know, it wasn't elk sound like... They make some kind of a thing like a...
I guess so.
It's a horrible, like,
that's
it.
Like that. Yeah.
I think that's it right there. That's it. Who did that?
Oh, my gosh.
That was me.
That was good. That's
that
just
sounds like
the
you're
way.
Throwing up.
No, I think I pooped
in my
hands.
What? I just looked over there. He did throw up.
Oh my God.
That's an elk sound.
That sounds like a screaming baby.
Like a high bugle.
Oh, that hurts my ear.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's enough of that.
You hear that? Get out of Lone Elk Park. Seriously. And the reporter on TV said the elk was shaking its rack at visitors. Dan, I don't know who you're talking to.
No, nobody. Tell them. I'm listening.
You were just talking to the wall?
No. There was engineers standing outside the door. I didn't know if they were going to come in or not.
Tell them you're busy on the show.
I'm busy.
It said the elk was shaking its rack at visitors.
That's inappropriate.
And the reporter on TV who was children. Telling the story was really well built. And all I could think of when she said that, you know, I'm serious. One last thing, and then we'll get to the joke. I watched the, by the way, a guy who was in yesterday, Jim Yelton, the reviews and the feedback on him, 50-50. Half hated him, half loved him. So depending on who else we get in and how well they do, maybe we'll have to give Jim a second shot at it. But thanks for driving from Columbia, Missouri to do movie reviews. And one of the things he mentioned was the Steven Spielberg documentary. I watched this last night on HBO. This could be one of the three or four best documentaries I've ever seen in my life on somebody. It is absolutely worth watching. Steven Spielberg is one of those guys that once you take a good look at what he's done, you feel like you are mentally challenged, like you're not real smart.
Like you haven't accomplished enough.
Exactly.
I get it.
Because he has done so much. You watch the body of work and you go, how can one human being do all this? And you feel just ridiculously stupid. So it's just called Spielberg on HBO. Now, before I bring the ladies in, I'm either going to do old lady trying to join the biker gang or the kid who's dating the guy with the daughter with a heart condition. Now, does any you either one or any of you know enough about the joke?
I'm trying to remember.
I would kind of like to hear the heart condition one because that sounds like it's going to go somewhere.
Well, they all go somewhere.
I think it'd be funny.
Okay. That's what
they're
we'll
all
do.
Supposed to be funny, Trevor.
Thank you, Amanda. Thank you.
Amanda, would you like to invite the ladies in?
Oh, I would love to. Hey. Hey, ladies, will you get in here?
She did. A natural.
Ooh, that's nice.
A natural. So this guy has a cute daughter, and she's a normal teenage daughter, but she has a heart condition. And so her parents are overly protective of her. Well, honey, be careful. And she has a boyfriend. And that, you know, that happens. Boys meet girls meet boys. And the parents can tell it's pretty serious. They spend a lot of time together. But they've never really been on a real date. You know, today, these kids, they get together and this group meets another group. Let's meet a steak and shake or whatever. And they go out in, like, clusters. But then when it's serious, he goes over and, you know, meets the parents in the picture. And that's where this is now. That's the stage this relationship is in. And, of course, they're concerned about her, but they also want her to live a life. And so her boyfriend is coming over to the house to pick her up. And they're going to go out. It's the prom. That's a big night. And kids get special permission to stay out after curfew. You know how that goes. You go to Dan, you drove a Porsche to the prom. I'll never forget you told us that. Yeah. Man, how lucky are you to be able to do that. And it's interesting because in this joke, young man pulls up and who loaned you the Porsche? Whose was it?
It was my stepdad.
That's it. In this joke, mm-hmm. That's exactly, it's the guy's stepdad.
Whoa.
How about that?
That's
his
wild.
His stepdad loans him his Porsche for the prom.
A 911?
Yes, a 911.
Wow.
And he pulls up and goes to the front door and her dad greets him and he says, I'm here to pick Elizabeth up for the prom, sir. He says, son, you look real nice tonight. I know it's a big night. A lot going on, and Elizabeth, your boyfriend's here to pick you up. He said, now listen, son. He said, she'll be down in just a minute, but I just want to make sure you know she has acute angina. He says, oh, yes, sir, I do, and her boobs aren't bad either.
Looking for a new spot to watch all the NFL action this year? Head down to DB Sports Bar at 1615 South Broadway in historic Soulard. Start a tab before Rams games this season, and if they lose, you get half off. That's good for food, drinks, and shots. The beautiful DB's ladies serve the full menu until 2 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday and Sundays till 7. Don't forget to take DB's free golf cart shuttles to and from the home Cardinal games. That's DB Sports Bar, St. Louis's home for the NFL.
Want to be in a new home before the holidays? McBride & Son Homes has nearly 100 inventory homes that are ready for a quick move-in during their very big fall sale. Buy a new McBride & Son home in October and you'll receive $2,000 to $10,000 in cash for use at closing. And with nearly 40 communities across Metro St. Louis, there are homes for every price point in every part of town. So there's no reason to wait. Save thousands on inventory homes, plus get cash for use at closing during the very big fall sale this October only. Visit McBrideHomes.com. For details.
St. Louis Window World wants to be your primary source for installation of windows, doors, and sidings. Window World provides replacement windows, replacement doors, and new vinyl siding for your home. Services include free estimates, 18-month financing, installation, repair and claims, as well as a showroom and demonstrations to showcase exactly what you're getting. Located on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, come in during their business hours from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday. Window World, simply the best for less.
Hey, St. Louis, the holidays are right around the corner. Are you looking for a place to have a party? Or maybe for someone to cater a party? Maggie O'Brien's does it all. Office parties, retirements, promotions, birthdays, reunions, anniversaries, rehearsals, weddings, Irish wakes. With a banquet room that holds 250 people and catering vans that come to you, there is no party too small or large. Eddie McVeigh here asking you to consider Maggie's. Maggie O'Brien's at the corner of Market and 20th Street downtown. Union Station is next to us.
Doug Vaughn here. My friends at Bertarelli Cutlery are carving out great deals on knives, cutting boards, butcher block tables, and food processing equipment. Bring your own knives to 1927 Marconi on the Hill, and they'll sharpen while you shop. The craftsmen at Bertarelli can also sharpen lawnmower blades, chainsaws, hedge trimmers, swords, and axes. Oh my! That's Bertarelli Cutlery at 1927 Marconi on the Hill.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. Do you want to know how the Home Loan Expert has become number one in customer service for the entire mortgage industry? Easy. We listen to our clients and we take care of them. Years ago, when I was knocking on doors asking to do people's loans, I learned a very valuable lesson. All the big banks and mortgage companies, they didn't care about the clients. They just cared about closing loans. Well, that's where we're different. At the Home Loan Expert office, we give you lower rates on better loans with customer service that no one can match. Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri Residential Mortgage Licensee.
At Hollywood Casino, luck is everywhere you look. From our hottest slots and games to our tasty dining options and live entertainment. So grab the crew and create your luck. It's the Cruise into Fall giveaway. Fridays and Saturdays through October, earn entries for a chance to win a cruise or $30,000 cash on September 30th or a new Dodge Challenger Hellcat on October 28th. Only at Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
And we got caught by surprise halfway through a walkie-talkie conversation. Hang on a minute. Smokey, you still there?
I am.
What were you saying?
I said I forgot I was supposed to call Mike on his cell phone.
All right. You got him now?
He's there.
Bandit out.
Smokey out.
Okay. Now, interesting. One of the reasons I said I wish everybody could read all my emails, and I read every one of them, is what has always amazed me is two people can hear the exact same thing. And walkie-talkie is a good example. Yesterday, we brought in walkie-talkies because they built a $300,000 studio in here. And somebody just forgot that maybe the person on the other side of the glass might want to talk to somebody. And there's no intercom. They forgot it.
There's no way for us to talk.
So now they're going to put it in. But till then, I brought these walkie-talkies. I get an email from somebody who goes, that walkie-talkie thing is stupid. I hate it. I get another email this morning. I read, and he goes, oh, man, that walkie-talkie is the funniest thing I've ever heard.
The best part was Larry Connors coming in here last night, and he thought, you guys accidentally saying stuff to each other over the air that wasn't supposed to go there. You totally fooled, the most experienced newsman in St. Louis history.
And then Larry says, when he knew what it was, he goes, that's brilliant. The walkie-talkie thing. not according to one emailer who goes, this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. You just can't. I made up an expression. You can't please some of the people all of the time, and you can't please all of the people all of the time. I made that up.
Wow. Just when I think you've said the stupidest thing ever, you keep talking.
All right, now it's time to hit his music. That's
and I would have to kind of agree. Well,
you don't like the walkie-talkie?
Well, it just depends on how long you do it. Yesterday you did it for an hour.
We did it one time.
Yeah, for an hour yesterday.
No, just now we did. That was
fine.
That's called introducing it.
It's Mike's turn.
Oh, sorry. from Southern California, the Coachella Valley, to be specific. It is time to check in with Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant. That's in Chesterfield Valley. Next door to it is the Smokehouse Market. Same proprietor, same quality. Both closed on Monday. And you'll need reservations for dinner at Annie Gunn's because it's real popular. And gift cards are always a good idea. They must be because they sell thousands of them every year. They're east of all that other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Annie Gunn's in the Smokehouse. And now, here is Mike Evans.
Hey, everybody. So today, I'm sitting outside a surgery center because Cheryl's having her cataracts done. Mm. So, no wine, which is really a... Hi, Amanda. I heard Amanda.
Hey, how are you, Mike?
Hey, fine. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good. Okay, your pop quiz question, everybody. Today we're talking about celebrities that can't. So name the name of the celebrity who can't. Drive. Mm. Barbara Streisand, James Spader, Cher, or Alec Trebek.
Well, he likes to do that, Alec Trebek.
Yeah, I did it yesterday, too, so I'm doing it again today.
It's funny what you said about Cher. It's funny you said about Cher because this morning I stopped in real quickly at a detailing place where they do a lot of the car detailing. And there's an Asian guy there. So what do you say? I'm having my cataracts done. He said the same, like the same thing. Thank you. Thanks, everybody.
What the hell does that mean?
Fine.
Cataract.
Like cataracts. Detailing, car detailing. Oh, having my cataracts done.
Toyota.
Everybody else.
Why don't you make it completely political incorrect and say it was on some Asian guy?
I just did.
He did.
That's what I did.
He's on the call.
I said that. Yeah.
See, the correct way would be an Oriental person, not an Asian person.
Well, that's actually, now that really is incorrect.
That is definitely not polite, Mike.
See, your version would have offended people.
My version is wrong?
Yeah. Basically racist.
In Hawaii, it doesn't make any difference. But I know one is wrong and one is right.
Well, in this country now, all of a sudden, Oriental, for some reason, even though you can say Oriental rug, you're now not supposed to say somebody is Oriental. All of a sudden, that became bad. So my version of it was correct.
Okay.
And
I got a couple movie reviews for you.
No, great. Let's go.
They open up tomorrow. The first one is called Professor Marston and the Wonder Woman. It's a true story. About a very oddball Harvard professor in the 1940s who has this wife, and he also has a lover.
Yeah.
And he comes up with this idea it would be the best of the two of them, and he makes a comic out of it, and he calls her Wonder Woman, and that's how Wonder Woman, the comic book, started.
Our guy yesterday who auditioned for the movie reviewer, he mentioned it. No, he did.
They had an open relationship.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's this?
They had an open relationship. That's what Limey said.
Yeah, they did. They did. The women. So he reviewed it.
Yeah, he did. He liked it.
He liked it.
He liked it, actually.
I said it was hilarious. I think it could be an instant classic. I'm giving it 3 stars.
Did you mention yesterday the Spielberg documentary?
Yes, I did.
You saw it, right?
Yeah.
I watched it last night. I'm going to tell you, it's one of the 5 best documentaries on any person that I've ever seen.
I told you it was absolutely great.
Wow. I cannot recommend this enough for everybody. If you want to see what a true genius, look at the life of a real genius, watch this thing.
Hey, Mike.
Are you going to go to my website and read about me? Same thing.
That's a good one.
Did you say that the movie that you just talked about, it was hilarious? Is it a comedy?
The Wonder Woman.
Certainly some funny parts to it, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But it's very odd.
It's based on a true story.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. The other movie is also based on a true story. Marshall is the name of it. It's about the young Thurgood Marshall who became the first black. Now, can I say black or do I say?
No, I think black's still okay. So far.
Mm-hmm. Dark complected. I don't know. What the hell? Anyway.
No.
Anyway.
My daughter's running the sound machine. She's not going to call for that.
No. I did.
She gave it
you
to
gave
him.
It to him?
Yeah.
Okay, hang on one second. Hang on one second. Let's just pause. Mike tricks you. He'll trick you and try to make you think he's singing accidentally.
Would you trick me, Mike?
Yes, he would. And don't give it to him. He'll go, all right, Dan. Don't give him any sounds.
Okay, fine. Let me
finish this up here.
Right.
Anyway.
He sounds so good.
There. I'll give you that one.
There you go. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
So Amanda farts right in my face. Oh. Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Oh, is this over yet?
First black Supreme Court justice. Oh, wait a second.
What?
What'd you do?
What are you doing?
Mike?
A quick public service announcement for young people who are thinking about drinking.
Well, this he's not happened. Right now.
No,
so.
He said he hasn't been drinking.
Oh, that's right.
Right now he's sober. Not. Right now.
He's at the doctor's office.
And he can't function.
What happened?
Well, Cheryl is having, like, cataract surgery or something.
Oh, that's right.
Now,
Mike, you still there?
Mike? He said, hold on a second.
You still
did
there?
Did he put us on mute?
I don't know. I wonder if a doctor came out or something.
This is not professional.
Maybe he's gone.
It's not professional.
It's because of your sound effects.
I remember when my wife.
Hey.
Yeah,
hey,
what happened there? What happened?
Hey, you know what? I'm going to go now because they just called me and Cheryl's ready to be picked up.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Tell Cheryl.
What's the answer to the pop quiz?
Bye.
Leave us hanging.
Oh.
I like to say something here.
You don't know what the answer to the pop quiz is.
How can a guy put that before this? Put a wife.
Selfish.
Selfish. Thank you.
His selfish. Wife getting out of surgery.
Selfish. My
what a heartless
we had
man.
Three children, and every child, at each child's birth, I was on the air.
Are you serious?
I am serious. I didn't go off the
no,
air.
No, I'm serious. I
could not be more serious. In fact, I broadcast the show from the actual maternity ward thing for one of them. And yet, here's something that's...
Who was that sponsored by?
We didn't have a sponsor. Oh, if I thought ahead, I could have had a sponsor.
That would have been a great sponsorship opportunity.
Yeah, it would have been. But the point is, for him to walk away just because his wife is having an operation?
Whatever.
That's not real
prioritizing. Prioritize your
yes,
life.
You know, I agree.
That's good sound advice. Prioritize your advice. Wife, number two.
Well,
yeah.
Work, number one.
Mm-hmm. And this is wife number two.
That's
or
a quick
three
way to get
him.
Wife number two.
I mean, wife ranks yeah. number two, work ranks number one, said the single guy. Work comes first.
That has always been
work
my
first.
Work ethic.
Right, mm-hmm. Yeah, wife number two. Distant,
but
distant
if your
two.
Computer just happens to show the wrong time, then it's okay to not show up to work, right?
Right. Oh, boy, that, right. Was, that was a slam.
Wow, name. It was. Okay. Woo!
We have to break. Okay. Pretty good time to break because I think the audience is really ready for us to take a break. we're going to take a break, and then after that, we'll be back, and I don't know what we're going to do. This is 590, The Fan.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Always Game Gary. Yay! No bar is too far. No wing sauce is too hot. Not for Gary. Gary is the man. He's nothing like Keith. Keith never wants to do anything. Why are we even talking about Keith? Always Game Gary is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Dad was a Bud Light lineman, or is a Bud Light lineman.
Yeah, he was. He was BLL.
Yeah, yes, he was.
Eddie McVeigh here from Maggie O'Brien's. The next time you're downtown for lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, please come see us. We are open 7 days a week and are a premier spot before and after Blues and Cards games, as well as all concerts downtown. I look forward to seeing you and truly appreciate your business. Maggie O'Brien's at the corner of Market and 20th Street. Union Station is next to us.
So the Bud Light lime, he was drinking the Bud Light lime, and I'd wake up the next day and I'd have a contract signed for some sales deal. That's how I always got Hoosiered in this.
Want to be in a new home before the holidays? McBride & Son Homes has nearly 100 inventory homes that are ready for a quick move-in during their very big fall sale. Buy a new McBride & Son home in October and you'll receive $2,000 to $10,000 in cash for use at closing. And with nearly 40 communities across Metro St. Louis, there are homes for every price point in every part of town. So there's no reason to wait. Save thousands on inventory homes, plus get cash for use at closing during the very big fall sale this October only. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details.
St. Louis Window World wants to be your primary source for installation of windows, doors, and sidings. Window World provides replacement windows, replacement doors, and new vinyl siding for your home. Services include free estimates, 18-month financing, installation, repair and claims, as well as a showroom and demonstrations to showcase exactly what you're getting. Located on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, come in during their business hours from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday. Window World, simply the best for less.
Make Hot Shots your home for Blues hockey all season long. Blues fans can enjoy Bud Family products and Jack Daniels on special during each game, along with Slapshot deals for Tarasenko tea, Pareko bombs, and Blues sampler appetizers. Don't forget, if the Blues score five or more, Hot Shots legendary tacos are only $1 the next day. Hot Shots is a proud partner of the St. Louis Blues and home to Blues fans for over 25 years.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. Mortgage interest rates have dropped to their lowest levels of the year. We are currently locking loans down in the twos. What does that mean for you? Refinancing out of that 30-year mortgage down to a 15. Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com.
We did not do the Burt segment earlier, so we have just enough time, I think, to do it at the tail end of the show. Man, you know what the Burt segment is,
yes. I believe.
It goes like this. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
I'd like to introduce Tim Woodburn. What do you have, Tim?
So I was researching news for today's show, and this is a true story. It's actually a tragic story about a mountain climber named Hayden Kennedy, whose girlfriend was killed in an avalanche in Montana, and then he was so distraught about this that he actually took his own life. Ooh. Today. So I was thinking about you doing a story.
That's positive.
No, it's not positive. But let me tell you what is positive. Let me tell you what is positive. The advice I'm about to give right now is positive. Okay. Because I made a little flow chart here, Trevor. You see this little flow chart?
Mountain climbing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. On this side of the flow chart are all the good things that can happen when you go mountain climbing. On this side of the flow chart are the bad things that can happen when you go mountain climbing. Okay.
Yeah,
here's what's on the good side of mountain climbing. The best thing that can happen when you go mountain climbing is nothing.
Yeah.
You get to the top, that's it. Nobody cares. You're not
nice
on TV.
View.
Yeah,
you don't
good
no
view,
website.
Good pictures.
No. Gotta walk away down.
Right. Now, let me read off a list of all the bad things that can happen when you go mountain climb, okay? You get killed by an avalanche, you get frostbite, you get capped with your, you get trapped with your co-climbers, and you resort to cannibalism, you get eaten by a mountain lion, you get eaten by a polar bear, you
goats.
Get starved to death, you can fall and break a leg, and freeze to death, a rock falls on you, you gotta saw your arm off like that guy in that movie. Nothing good happens when you go mountain climbing. That's the moral of that story.
I could not agree more. We've talked about this before.
That's a moral story.
And I don't think anybody feels sorry for that guy on the news when they go, and he lost 8 fingers to frostbite. Well, you shouldn't have done that.
Find another hobby. Find a hobby where maybe you won't lose fingers. Yeah. All right? This tip just in.
Or have to eat your friends.
Right. Who wants to do that?
I agree.
Can you imagine if we all went mountain climbing and we had to resort to that on this show? Come on now.
No. Somebody go hungry because I'm not eating anybody in this room.
I'll starve.
Anybody else have anything to say? Dan? Is Dan even in there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay.
I'm right here.
Tim's between us. I can't see. Did you have anything for the Burt segment?
I do.
This Dan Strauss, everybody.
Thank you so much. Great service is still out there. I bought a refrigerator, and they delivered it yesterday, and the company that contracts with this place that I bought the refrigerator from, these guys, it's a family-owned business. And this guy was telling me all about the stuff, and they deliver in Chicago. They deliver in they're from Mississippi. They deliver all over the
place.
They
should advertise here, then everybody knows about
them. I will actually talk with them, but they contract out with this certain place. And this guy was a former police chief in Mississippi, and he was talking about some of the stuff that's going on now. But man, this guy had a great accent like this, but the family was the wife and the father, and then they have a son, and this guy has his own route, but he was helping them. But I just wanted to say there is great service out there still, because. I didn't get the name of their company, but
what a great segment that is.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All that
nailed
great
it.
Build
yeah.
up
nailed it.
And nobody has
he
any idea
it.
Where
no.
the company is. Dan Strauss, everybody.
Yeah. Thank you.
One and only. You play that this was
if my only had a brain.
Yeah, never more
that's got to be on the best of.
Never that is. Mark that as best of.
Best of material.
For him to retell that story. Mm-hmm.
Best of.
Anybody else for the Burt segment?
Nope, I'm good.
Amanda, I went to the zoo today with my nephew, Carson.
Who is my grandson.
Yes.
He loves to pet the stingrays.
Well, they weren't there.
Oh.
But my friend Catherine Wilson works at the zoo, and so she was able to take us around on a golf cart. So I want to say thanks to her.
VIP.
Yeah, it was VIP.
Awesome.
That's
big stuff.
Yeah, it made it go so much quicker. Ooh,
Does Carson like riding on the train? Did you get on the
train?
We
did, and we rode the carousel.
Oh,
there's a carousel, Anna?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. There is. Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
Thanks for interrupting me. So, anyway.
Thanks for herpes.
Oh, no.
What'd you say?
Anyway.
Interrupting.
And herpes.
Oh, thanks for interrupting.
Interrupting with herpes.
It sounded like you said thanks for the herpes.
Just kidding.
Okay. Kinda. Back to my story.
Yeah.
So we went to see the zebras, and when we walked up, the zebra had something hanging all the way down to the ground.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Really, really long. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Carson was saying, what's that?
What did you tell him?
I told him it was his pee-pee.
Oh, hung like a zebra.
I think we've all heard that expression.
Right. Yeah.
But then it went back in, and he was saying, oh.
Where'd it go?
What's now, you know what? Now, try explaining that to a little four-year-old. Where did it go?
Here today, gone tomorrow.
What's the new Christmas?
That's like Grumpy.
Tell me about it.
Oh, it was really...
What did you say, Dan? What did
nothing?
You say?
You're looking at me again when you're talking
about it. No, I'm actually not. I'm looking over your shoulder. No, you said something derogatory about the size of me.
Yeah, that's like Grumpy now. When it went back.
My daughter's here.
Well, she's...
No, don't tell that story again.
Yeah, no,
Tim, you don't know this.
I edited it out of
it's
my mind.
There's a story that this actually happened when she was like 15.
Uh-oh.
One of those just situations.
Oh.
I didn't know she was in the house, and I came out of the shower.
Strain your stuff.
Right in front,
right.
Head on, face to face, and I got nothing on, and it traumatized her for the rest of her life.
Goodness.
Yeah, it blocked it out. I don't even remember it. It was so traumatizing. Yep.
Oh, man,
that's
I will never...
We
both just went... at the same time.
How long did that moment in frozen time last? Was it like a 3 second?
It wasn't long, but it just sort of hung there. That's not a good example.
Ah!
I said that's the wrong choice. Wrong choice to work.
Yeah.
And did you have any... That was it. He went to the zoo and everything was fine.
Yeah, the polar bear exhibit was really neat. Because you got to see the polar bear.
What's the grizzly exhibit like? Because that just opened recently, didn't it?
There were some bears wandering around. Oh, that's what it was
right.
Like. Yep. It was a really good.
Well, it's
it was
a big
really
animal
good.
Week for him because mm-hmm. something happened last night in our house. I'm not kidding. I have never seen a kid more excited. It was better than any Christmas. He was jumping up and down and mm-hmm. grinning. We actually saw. He and I have this thing where every night we set a trap and we catch a raccoon or possum mm-hmm. and we let it go.
Oh,
and we happened to look out the window because we saw the motion lights go on. And just as we looked out, we saw it walk in and get caged.
Oh, my goodness.
And I've never gotten to see that. Just timing.
What did
and
you catch?
He, a possum,
oh, nice.
He went insane. He was so happy. And, of course, we ran out and... Met the possum, Peter the possum. They named
him. Yes.
Boil it or bake it.
We let him go.
Did he hiss at you?
There are people that eat possum.
Yeah, I know it's good stuff.
Did he hiss at you and stuff?
No,
not this one.
This one was nice.
Mm-hmm.
He was didn't show his teeth. And we opened the cage and we watched him run away. He said, "Bye, Peter. Bye, Peter Possum."
What did you use for bait for a possum?
Apple.
Nice.
It doesn't matter because they're like rats. They'll eat anything. Apple, any old piece of meat possums will eat any garbage, anything.
No, I used to work in pest control. I've caught quite a few raccoons, squirrels, and possums in my life.
Now, this is something we did not know about.
No, I told you this ages ago.
You worked in pest control.
I did indeed.
I did. That's the difference between those guys and I did indeed. We just go, yeah, I did.
Yeah,
I did. We're just not very fancy. Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Humbug, is that me? If you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
This is Larry Connors. You're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, KPNT, HD2, Collinsville, and Inside STL.